So one of the keys to winning in March Madness is there's certain things you need to do. You need to know that not all the one seeds are going to make it to the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know that not all of the one and two seeds are going to make it to the Sweet 16. You need to know that a one seed is probably going to lose in the first round or the second round. You need to pick at least a couple of 5-12 upsets. And this is how you win. How you lose is by picking all of the higher seeds, which is what Ken Mitis did.
No, that's not true. I picked some lower.
No. Out of the 48 games, Ken Mitis picked the lower seed to win 4 times.
Yeah.
So in 95% of his picks, he picked chalk.
Yep.
And he picked 4 upsets. That is a recipe for disaster.
But as we have learned, it's a recipe for a delicious feast of victory.
It is. And I'm giving you credit for being incredibly skilled.
Smart.
Congratulations so far.
Thank you, John. I really appreciate that. And yes. I want to thank everyone else who is probably congratulating me, even though I can't hear them right now.
But I just want to say that for the kids that are looking at this as an example of what they might want to mimic in the future, I would not recommend this strategy in the future. It has worked out. It's not generally, if you're truly listening to the numbers and the odds and things like that, this is just not what you want to do.
Okay, but that's not how I was listening to the numbers. Now, it is true, when I made my bracket, I was listening to the numbers. Some of you instead listen to Charles Barkley and Kenny Smith, or you listen to the sports columnists or sports radio.
I wouldn't recommend that either.
I'm built different. I listen to the numbers. What I mean by that, friends, is that when I was looking at this bracket, 64 basketball teams, God love this, blessed with an abundance of wonderful basketball teams. When I was looking at this empty bracket, I was not even really looking at the team names. I was just looking at the seeds and the numbers.
Yeah, that's clear.
And I was like, 10, Colorado State versus 7, Texas. I kind of feel like in this one, I like 7 more than 10. And
yeah,
so I would pick the 7 seed, Texas.
Yeah, you did. You did.
But on the other hand, 6, South Carolina over 11, Oregon. I'm going to pick 11. I think 11 is looking stronger than 6. And sure enough, John.
I know.
They won by 14 points.
No, I'm going to give you credit. In the 3 instances where you picked a super upset, like a 6 over 11, unheard of, you were correct.
The number.
And I'll give you credit. I will give you credit. In the 4 games that were an 8-9 matchup, I believe twice you picked the massive upset of a 9 beating an 8.
Mm-hmm.
Even though 9s actually have a better record historically over the 8s.
I must have just felt like 9 was looking stronger than 8. Even though, ironically, I prefer 8 as a number to 9.
Did you know that 7, 8, 9?
I heard that. Yeah. I don't know if that informed any of my picks, but yeah. The only team where I kind of ignored my number feelings was, I did that for NC State for the first round just because I had watched NC State on TV. And I love DJ, what's his name? DJ Burns Jr.
Yeah.
The most incredible. Let's get to the actual games and players in just a moment.
I'm so sick of him.
Just to finish the numbers. And then I also picked UNC to go farther than I probably should have. I picked UNC to go to the Final Four. I mean, they are.